Hello, it's Thursday, January the 6th, and we're in Revelation chapter 6, verses 1 to 8, and today we're in verses 7 and 8, the fourth horseman of the apocalypse. It's described as a pale horse. This is a reference back to Zechariah, but he had these four horses. And that's a clue to how to understand the book of Revelation. John is bringing together lots and lots and lots of images from the Old Testament scriptures and using it in an apocalyptic way, using a very particular genre that's full of colors and vivid pictures and so on. This is like the cartoon version of the gospel. And John is using numbers, as we shall see in coming days. Well, this pale horse has a rider who's called Death and Hades. The word death is a general term in Greek, translating a Hebrew word that can be translated pestilence. And so by death, he means perhaps disease and epidemics and pandemics and, yes, COVID. I don't think this is a particular reference to COVID, but COVID would be included within the general sort of things that Satan can use and manipulate and employ to persecute Christians and bring down the church. And if I can make a contemporary reference, don't let Satan make you lose faith in the church and in its oversight because you disagree with decisions about COVID. There are more important things for us to get worked up about. Well, these four judgments should be viewed, I think, in parallel, these four horses. And if that helps you see the white horse as the false Christ rather than Christ himself, you notice that the fourth one harms a quarter of the earth. It's symbolic. It's the answer that Revelation gives to the question, why do bad things happen? And why do they happen to some and not others? And the answer of John is a complex one, that evil exists, that Satan exists. But as we see in the first chapter of Job, Satan can't even lift a finger without the permission of God. And Christ, the slain lamb who sits upon his throne, is giving permission, as it were, in the unfolding of his decree and his control of all events of history. He gives permission to Satan to do what he needs to do. But he wants his readers to understand that the finger on the button is Christ. He is the one who is in control of history, no matter how bad it gets, no matter how difficult it gets. Keep your eye on Jesus. That's the message of the book of Revelation. Well, we'll continue in the second half of chapter 6, which is a parallel vision to the first vision of verses 1 to 8, and we'll do that on Monday. But for now, have a wonderful weekend.